Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for March 22nd in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I am still recovering from our extravaganza this past weekend. I'm not sure how many of you were able to attend the gala on Friday night. It was lovely. I saw people and saw people, and then I thought I was going to see certain people and did not get a chance to make myself over to the other side of the room. The food was wonderful. The music was awesome. The preaching was on point. That minister from North Carolina, oh my goodness, he laid it on us Friday night. And then we had a wonderful service on Sunday, followed by that awesome choir reunion on Sunday afternoon. It was just a wonderful experience. I hope and pray that Reverend Tucker really enjoyed himself. I have a few announcements to make later on in the service regarding that, and will share that information with you, like I said, later in the program. So I need to turn off my phone, and I want to remind you all of the two things that I always remind you of. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we open the lines for our prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. I have a slight delay. We are going to open, instead of with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise, we're going to open with our scripture, which will be read by Sister Patricia Walton.
Good evening, everyone. I'm reading from the 127th Psalm, King James Version. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sheep. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, and they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. May the Lord give a blessing and reading to the hearing of his word.
I have a slight delay in our service and will need to play some music until I get things sorted out. Please bear with me.
Oh Lord, we thank you for all forgiveness. With music in our hearts and praise on our lips, we declare this day that we are blessed.
confidence in man. Everything that does concern thee, you place it in his hand, yeah. So when hope dries up against thee, to triumph for the day, they'll rush in one room to harm thee, but they'll flee seven ways.
How that devil is. I was all excited, all pumped up, and he came in trying to throw a wrench in our service. But guess what? God is above everything, and he always makes it right. The reason why my phone rang is because Deacon Roberson was calling me. The line kicked him off, and he couldn't get back on. The same thing happened with our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Lowry. She was trying to dial in. She called me. She told me she was having difficulty, and I was able to invite her in, and that's what I did with the Roversons. So we will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise, followed by a prayer from Deacon Bruce Roberson and Deaconess Brenda Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you thanking you for the gift of life. Thank you for the blessings you have sent our way and blessings to come. Thank you for this Wednesday night prayer service, Lord. Most of all, Lord, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, make us people of wisdom and discernment. We seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead us in your ways and teach us from your word, so that in time our wisdom might glorify your kingdom. Lord, your holy word contains promises, and I will trust them. I will use your Bible as my guide and will trust you. Lord, this world can be puzzling and a troubling place, filled with uncertainty, doubt, and sin. When we are unsure of our next step, keep us mindful that you are always near and that you can overcome any challenges. Lord, give us patience as we search for our new pastor to lead your flock, First Baptist Church. I ask you, Lord, to please bring us a godly person, whether it be a male or female, spirit-filled person, who will lead us by your word and not their own. Lord, I ask you to bless and heal the sick. I ask you to comfort the bereaved. Let them look to you for comfort and peace. Lord, you have the power to make all things new. Renew our strength as a church and restore our hope for the future. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Parrish Rembert will now lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come with thanksgiving in my heart because, Lord God, you are the good God. You're worthy of all of our praises. Thank you, Father God, for watching over me and this family and keeping us from all harm and danger. Thank you, Father God, for this weekend. Though it wasn't a happy occasion, but, Lord God, you see us safely to South Carolina and you brought us back safely. So I praise your holy name this day, Father God, and I thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing for me and this family. I pray for the First Baptist Church family, all its auxiliaries and members and friends. And, Lord, and I pray for the condition of the city, our streets. Father God, I pray that you will stop the shooting and cut and all the violence that is going on in our city. And I lift up our young people tonight, Father God, asking you to keep your head, your protection around them, Father God, and protect them from all harm and danger. And, Father God, I pray for that all who is in need of a blessing this morning. I pray for the sick, asking you, Father God, to continue to lift them up off their bed of affliction. I pray pray for those in the bereavement, praying, Lord, that you will cover them in their hours of need and say with that you covered us in our time, right, comforting us right now, Lord. And I praise your holy name because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. And, Lord, I want to thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And I praise your holy name. I ask that you bless us all and keep us. Because, Lord, you are a good God. And you forever watching over us, even when we don't even realize it. Lord, I praise your holy name tonight because truly you're worthy of all of our praises. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Gwendolyn Lowry, a First Baptist Church member of Joshua Circle. She is also a part of the Ushers Ministry as well as the Outreach Ministry.
Go by, and I realize I had not been for the Lord who was on my side. just want you to think about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood.
Hello, church family. I'd like to start by saying what a privilege it is, actually an honor, to be here through God's grace and mercy. Secondly, being asked to share something of this magnitude says that I have been truly gifted. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the breath of life that I am able to share with my church family and friends an inspirational message of hope. You have been constant in my life since I was a child, never questioning my intentions, but always blessing me unconditionally. Father God, you are my first love, my rock, my everything. Today I offer up our seniors, Father, that we may have a life to reflect upon. Our children may receive a closer walk with you, Father God. There's nothing greater, Lord, than what they have been given us over the years to give back to our children. It's greater than any and beyond anything I know. May we continue to protect our legacy, that our children may know you and the plan you have for their lives. Lord, we thank you for being who you are. We love you, Lord, for the gift of life, the leaves, the trees, the water, and the air, just a few of the testaments that are here to pay homage to your presence. Life itself gives reason that clearly, if we don't receive another thing in this life, we've been given more than enough for a lifetime. With that, Lord, we say thank you every day and every way for everything. In Jesus' most powerful name, we say amen, amen, and amen. My topic tonight is mental health. I have suffered from mental health from time to time, and that's been a real journey for me. At times, it has consumed my entire being. Realizing this is a sensitive subject matter, I understand how hard it can be to discuss. See, there was a time when I couldn't discuss it personally myself. I was so embarrassed by it that I hid it from myself. I remember thinking others don't understand, but they should have enough knowledge to know that it's not funny. Trusting me is no laughing matter. But after hearing other stories, I gained strength to talk about it. So tonight I'll just follow suit, and just maybe others can take that step and come out to their selves. It wasn't long ago that I lost my mind. The most frightening, most horrible feeling in the world is for someone to say to you, you didn't know who they were or who they are. Also that you were saying things that didn't make sense. I denied it at first for the most part, when really I didn't even remember it happening. So denial felt right, you see, but after a while, pieces began to come back. Oh, my God, I thought, it's really happened. I always thought that God gave me my fair share of wisdom. So, you see, it was hard not knowing who I was even for a moment, and really hard that it went on for a while. Had it not been for family and friends noticing something was seriously changed and was terribly wrong with me, chances are I would have never made it back. You see, at that time, I was forced by my family to get some help, literally strapped down and taken away, abandoned by everything I loved, scared out of my mind. I had left, thrown into a state of sheer panic, fright, and fear. How could this be that someone had control of me? I felt labeled. After doing very well in school and college, it contradicted everything I thought. But guess what? Those series of events saved my life. I found that God had given me my portion. He never took it back. See, this doesn't mean that you're not bright, witty, or even intelligent. It simply means that something probably is chemically imbalanced and needs to be adjusted. Even the stories about medication have been myths. When done properly, it's fine. Because I was forced into help, I'm here to talk about it. It had really taken me some dark places. If not you, I'm sure you've seen folks unbalanced in passing. It can happen to anyone. Thank God they intervened, because it happened to me. God's plan for our lives is bigger than the devil's diversions. God had already figured it out. Now that I'm better, hopefully I can be a testament to others that it's not over till God says it's over. I want to say to people with traits and signs of mental illness that the story doesn't stop there. Have you ever said about someone, I don't know what got to them? Well, don't give up. Get help. That's not the end of the story. Something traumatic probably happened along the way. Talk to a professional. God is still on the throne. I'll finish by saying life is good and your health is definitely your wealth. About 1 in 5 adults has a mental illness in any given year. Mental illness can begin at any age, from childhood through later adult years, but most cases begin earlier in life. For information purposes only, consult your doctor for medical advice. Thank you.
My God, my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up in vain, you kept me. When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, he didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I want to say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
Okay.
All right, the lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Lowry and her message. The lines are open for 20 seconds. A season of celebration honoring the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker Pastoral Appreciation Gala. A heartfelt thank you to all who joined in our season of celebration, and especially those of you who were with us at the gala. We are so grateful for the tremendous salute to our music ministry on Sunday, March 19th, and for the expressions of love and gifts extended to me in recognition of my birthday and phase of evolution. God bless all of you. This is from the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, Pastor Emeritus. For those of you who have some time available between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., the First Baptist Senior Center is having a March Birthday Bash luncheon. This event will take place at 712 Randolph Streets in Ida Clark Hall, and it is in partnership with the First Baptist Virtual Health Ministry. The guest speaker for this event is a son of First Baptist, Pastor Ramon Nelson, who is the Director of Outreach and Soul Care, Street Safety, and Helping or Supporting the Communities. There will be bingo, a health care gift bag, chair aerobics, and a coat giveaway. All of this is supported by the D.C. Department of Aging and Community Living. Choose Healthy Life presents Diabetes. Don't sugarcoat it. Please join us for an informative discussion on diabetes prevention with Bertie Merriweather Tynes, BSN-RN, at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Following the presentation, we will have a half-hour fitness class with our instructor, Renee Boykin. So bring your comfy clothes and sneakers. This event will take place on Sunday, March 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Ida Clark Hall. Gift cards available for the first 25 people to register. Smoothies by Sunathi, Certified Nutritionist, Smoking Sensation Table. For more information and to register for this event, please call 301-537-0499. Again, there is a diabetes event taking place on Sunday, March 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in Ida Clark Hall at First Baptist Church. The speaker for this event will be Bertie Merriweather Tynes, who is a daughter of First Baptist. She also is employed at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. There is also a half-hour fitness class with instructor Renee Boykin. Please call 301-537-0499 if you need any additional information and to register for this event. On Saturday, March 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Baptist Educational Congress Quarterly Workshop presents Evangelizing Men. The presenter for this event is Nana Randolph Stewart III. There is a $10 registration fee. Please call Sister Willette Stroud at 202-332-5848. I believe that's the number. And the First Baptist Church Health Ministry congratulates the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker on the occasion of your evolution. Thanks for 46 years of great service to First Baptist Church. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. John 3, verse 2. This is coming from Reverend Renee Few, our health ministry advisor. Deaconess Barbara Dryden-Stenard, who is also a health coordinator, and Sister Judy Spann, assistant health coordinator. We will now have remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Good evening. It is our prayer, my prayer certainly, that all here on this prayer line have enjoyed the evening. Certainly and sincerely sorry for any technical difficulties, but grateful for those who have been working diligently to clear it up so that we'd be able to meet tonight on this prayer line and experience the very presence of God through songs, through prayers, and certainly through the inspirational moments. So thank you all very much. As Sister Tinsley has said, the enemy is always busy. But we know who our God is. He's a strong God, and we thank God for, like I said, all that we've experienced on tonight. Please continue to pay attention to all the announcements that you heard. This coming Sunday, we are observing our celebration of Officers Day. Can't believe it's the fourth Sunday in March already. Time is moving quickly in the year 2023. On this coming Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. for our morning worship, Reverend Daniel Bridgeforth, the pastor of the church at Clarendon in Virginia, will be our special preacher for the day. We also have the service of baptism for young sister Aubrey Wright at the end of service, so we're excited about what God is doing. Join us in person. Join us online, virtually. Join us from a conference call, but however you can, join us as we worship the Lord. Like I said, there's so many things that are going on. Please make sure that you look at the pastor's letter for the week and see where everything is happening. Put it on your calendars, mark your calendars, the diabetes health event after service on this coming Sunday. Of course, we know that Easter is upon us, Resurrection Sunday, so we will have a Good Friday service on April the 7th at 12 noon. On the 8th, we will have our church business meeting, which will at 9 o'clock a.m., which will also be in person and virtual. And then the 9th, our resurrection service at 10 o'clock a.m., which is going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. So we're grateful to God for all he's doing in this season. As has already been said, I sincerely enjoyed this past weekend, from Friday to the banquet where everybody just looked so good and we had a great time, to the awesome, awesome experience on Sunday afternoon. I mean, it was amazing. Sunday morning was good. Sunday afternoon, the reunion concert was just, it was wonderful. And I'm so grateful and glad to all those who participated and helpful everything together. We give glory unto God. As we come together and in these last moments of our prayer meeting, we want to express our love and thanksgiving to God and also lift up prayers, our prayer requests unto him. So the lines be open for 20 seconds so that we can all do that. Whatever it is, give it unto God and believe that the Lord hears and will answer your prayers. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds for prayer requests.
The all those
each and every member of my church. Each and every one. Bless us all. Bless us all. I just give you praise, Lord, for what you have done and what you will do. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Before we do pray, allow me to sincerely express my gratitude to Sister Lowry tonight, who shared the depth of her testimony, her experience, something that all of us need to remember as we talk about health and COVID and all that, to continue to put a premium on our mental health. So thank you very much for being transparent, Sister Lowry, and for sharing what you have shared. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Once again, Lord, we come saying thank you. Thank you, God, for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to make it this far in the year. Thank you, God, for being able to celebrate your manservant for 46 years of service, for being able to see people we hadn't seen in such a long time, to be in ministry together, lifting our voices unto God with people who we haven't sang with in a long time. Thank you, God, for fellowship. Thank you, God, for discipleship. Thank you, Lord, even for what you're going to do, the road being paved for the future. In these moments, these are the seeds that will grow, Lord God, into a beautiful, beautiful garden. And we thank you for all that you will do from the moments that we have just experienced. Now, Lord, we've come tonight to pray to you. We've come to worship you. We've come to believe as only we can. This life can be difficult as we pray, as we deal with what we deal with at work and our families. For God, when we come on Sunday mornings, it is just but a brief snapshot of our lives. Throughout the week, there are those of us who have had to go to the doctor and receive diagnosis that we did not know what we would get, but yet we knew something was wrong. There are those of us, God, who had to deal with issues with our children, our grandchildren, other family members. There are those of us who have been distant from our families, and reconciliation needs to happen. There are those of us who are wondering and figuring out what our next move in life is going to be. There are those of us who had to deal, Lord God, with the court system. There are those of us who have family or friends, close relatives in prison. There are those of us, God, who are going through serious health crises and challenges. There are those of us who are going through faith challenges, and we're wondering, Lord God, when is this valley experience going to end? Oh, God, this is one of the reasons why we come on tonight, so we can lift up our voices unto you, because there is no other help that we know. Lord God, the book clubs can't do it. The master classes online can't do it. Our friends and family that we talk to can't do it. Social media can't do it. Only you can heal. Only you can deliver. Only you can set free. Only you can give us the strength that we need, because we prayed about it and we're searching for an answer. And we know that we sometimes get a little impatient, but we thank you for the patience that you give us, because we trust in you and we believe in you. Oh God, allow us to remember, if you did it before, you will do it again. We thank you, God, for what you've done before. We thank you, God, for the ways you've made. We thank you, God. We just thank you, God, because you're God, because you're the God of the universe. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are due all the glory, honor, and praise just because of who you are. So even while we're thinking about the burdens, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the blessing of a beautiful sky today. We thank you for the blessing of the trees and the plants that are producing oxygen to be able to breathe, even though, Lord God, there are those of us who may be allergy sufferers. We still thank you for the sunshine that's coming from the refreshing spring out of the coldness of winter. Oh, God, we thank you for production. We thank you for peace. We thank you, God, to be able to see, to touch, to feel, to hear, to be able to move, God, thank you, Lord God, that you restore minds and you restore hearts and you restore relationships. Thank you once again because you are God. You created this beautiful world, and even though the world system tries to break us down, we believe in who you are, that greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. So, God, we thank you. We end this Thanksgiving. We offer our prayers unto you because we're saying thank you in advance for what we prayed for. As the lines are opened up, we thank you in advance for every single prayer that has been uttered from lips or even from hearts. We thank you in advance because we know you will accomplish it according to your will, and your will is what's best. So, God, we trust you as we thank you. Thank you for First Baptist Church. We pray now for every member of First Baptist Church, every family, Lord God, one by one, name by name, household by household, Lord God, from those, Lord God, who may have gotten up in years but still love to praise and worship your name, to our children that are going to school every day, to our college students, to those young couples, to those, Lord God, middle-aged, trying to just figure out what to do to get through this life, for those who own businesses, for those who are just chilling at home, for those, Lord God, who are working every day, striving to make ends meet, for those, Lord God, who are in this family of faith. Thank you for each and every one, God. We come thanking you, Lord. See about us in every way. Continue to lift us up. Continue to guide First Baptist Church, Lord God, as, Lord, we come together and we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless and keep the pulpit committee and doing what they're doing, Lord God, and lead and guide the next pastor as only you can, Lord. Let your will be done. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for what you're doing now and for what you're going to do. We love you. We magnify you. We worship you, God. You are the God of all grace. You are the God of all strength. There is majesty and beauty in worshiping your holy name because there is majesty and beauty in who you are. The same God that can only just say something and is created into existence. The same God that does what you do by giving us peace because you know the very hairs that are numbered on our heads. The same God that will give us joy in the midst of despair. The same God that will make us laugh when we know there are reasons to cry. The same God that has sustained us thus far. You are the same God that's going to continue to sustain us even through these times. So, God, we love you. We magnify you. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. This is our prayer. In your son Jesus' precious name, we do pray. And now, may the God of all grace, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We love you, Lord, and we all say amen.